it's about all living beings. So we're thinking, I and all mother living beings, as extensive as space, are drowning in the vast and deep ocean of samsaric suffering, where the sea monsters of the Lord of Death devour our bodies again and again. Okay? So we contemplate this, think about this, get this vision, this image. We experience the suffering of dying in so many different ways. And all our countless bodies are consumed by the sea monsters of the Lord of Death. We have to experience an endless cycle of rebirth, with suffering produced by waves of unbearable pain. And each time we are born alone. And we have to experience suffering for our entire life. So when you contemplate this section, just think about unbearable pain. We've all experienced unbearable pain. As soon as that unbearable pain stops, what happens? We forget it, don't we? When we're experiencing unbearable pain, there's only one thing on our mind. Please stop this pain. Please. I can't bear it. It's unbearable. Please stop this pain. We beg, don't we? We beg. Can somebody take this pain away from me? Please. Can't you see? I'm in agony. Please take this pain away. And sometimes we want to die. This is a common experience. And unfortunately, we humans are so stupid. We don't use this experience at all. As soon as we recover from the pain, we immediately forget. We don't think to ourselves, oh, that pain was the real nature of my life. That pain was the real nature of my samsara. I must escape. We never think like that, do we? Just forget straight away. Go and have a party, go and have a drink. This meditation is trying to help us to arrive at the right destination by using our experiences of pain. He says, each time we are born alone, and we have to experience the suffering for our entire life. Then comes death. And again, we are born alone and have to experience suffering for that entire life. Then again, death. We have to think like this, go into this cycle and see what's going to happen to us in the future. We have to experience this cycle of unbearable suffering endlessly. And the cause of all this suffering is that we have taken rebirth in samsara, the cycle of impure life. What does it mean to take rebirth in samsara? It means that in each of our lives, due to ignorance, we grasp at our body and our mind, thinking, I. Where there is no I. This is the deepest ignorance. We all do it. I'm doing it now. I. We get this, I, this is me. Through this, we experience the sufferings of this life and countless future lives as hallucinations endlessly. Having understood this, we feel how unbearable samsaric rebirth is for both ourselves and others. We try to get this feeling of unbearability. This is wisdom, this feeling, by the way. It's a wisdom feeling. And also how unbearable is the uncertainty of suffering and rebirth. We think, I'm in samsara, the cycle of impure life. It is like being trapped inside a circle of fire. So you can imagine the people at the top of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Those people trapped, you know, what did they do? Jump out? What would we do? Jump out? Imagine being trapped inside a circle of fire. So why are we doing this? Why are we being dramatic? It's necessary. We generate a feeling of strong fear. of this unbearable cycle of rebirth and meditate on this fear again and again, holding it single-pointedly without forgetting it. Through meditating in this way, we should never forget fear of taking rebirth in samsara, and in the lower realms in particular. So often we complain, what are we, Buddha's telling us to be generate fear. There's enough fear around in the world right now because of the pandemic, thank you very much. No, this is much more deep and wisdom fear. This is real fear. This is actually not pointless fear. Pointless fear. Usually there's no point in developing fear. But the fear explained here opens the door to liberation for us. This is the key. This is the key to permanent freedom from suffering, is generating this fear. It's a wisdom fear. It's the nature of renunciation. It's wonderful. It's not a gloomy mind, it's a happy mind. It is the fear that has identified exactly what is wrong. We all know there's something wrong. Everyone knows there's something wrong. Just like Neo being given the choice, the blue pill or the red pill, which is it? Like a splinter in your mind. So it's like, we know there's something wrong, don't we? Everybody knows there's something wrong. What is wrong? What is wrong is we're in this cycle of contaminated rebirth. And people like ourselves, we're so lucky to have Buddha point this out to us. Everyone can have this opportunity. Look, this is the problem. This is where it's coming from. Impure life, samsaric life. So this is an indispensable cause of practicing pure refuge. This mind of renunciation, it's an indispensable cause of pure refuge in the three jewels. Up until now, we have not been able to practice pure going for refuge to the three jewels purely because of the fault of lacking this fear. We haven't had this fear. If you check, our normal view is, like I said at the start, our normal view is that problems and happiness come from outside. It's other people who are to blame for our bad situation. It's the government, it's this, it's that. All our good fortune is because we have lots of money and we're lucky, we've got money, good friends. That's all outside of us. Because we have that wrong view, that mistaken view, incorrect view, We're lost. We still think, I'm going for refuge. We're not. If we don't have renunciation, we're not going for refuge, purely. So, we should contemplate this endless cycle of suffering. It's terrifying. It's like being trapped in a circle of fire. Okay. Therefore, conclusion, I will strive day and night to permanently cease this samsaric rebirth. By striving to permanently abandon its root, self-grasping ignorance is the root. I will make that determination to abandon self-grasping ignorance. The method to do that is practicing tantra.